Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. We got an awesome show for you guys today. It is Championship Monday in college basketball, Florida and Houston. We're doing a deep dive into the national title game. I'll tell you who I think is going to win. Got a bunch of player props that I like as well. Isaac Shade going to join us here in moments to get his thoughts on tonight's title game out in San Antonio as well. It's also Masters Week, folks. They're out at Augusta. Opening round starts on Thursday. We're talking plenty of Masters here over the next 3 days. I got a bunch of trends that have hit 100% of the time the last 7 years to decipher the last seven winners that I will tell you about today on the show. A couple golfers that I would keep an eye on. Also going to talk some baseball. We got a good baseball slate that we'll get to. Jake Kassan going to join us later on in the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, anything you guys have for us tonight in the title game, anything you have for us in the Masters and baseball, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can find us on Twitch, on YouTube, live streaming on X as well. And if you miss any part of the show today, over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get things rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, and we're joined by Isaac Shade, our guy who's joined us all season here on Send It In. Make sure you guys give Isaac a follow on X at Isaac Shade, host of Locked On College Basketball and Locked On Heels podcast as well. Isaac, also, obviously, we're going to talk a bunch about the title game tonight between Florida and Houston. Just want to get your thoughts, though, on the Final Four games that we saw on Saturday. We got to start with Duke. I mean, all-time choke job. Epic collapse. You and I are talking before the show. Still can't believe Duke's not playing tonight, how they lost that game. So just what were your overall takeaways from that Duke-Houston Final Four game?
PJ, I've started to think, I'd been saying for a while that Duke felt inevitable, but Houston feels like they've got destiny. And maybe destiny is a little more impactful than inevitable sometimes. Like, it almost, there are some parallels to me between 2018 Virginia and this Houston run. Like, Houston had to survive a Gonzaga three-point shot to tie it up late. They had to get that baseline out-of-bounds win over Purdue in the Sweet 16. They had to survive Texas Tech in the Elite Eight, somehow found a way to win that. And then this win over Duke, right? Like, so much parallels what Virginia did, by the way, also knocking off Purdue and Texas Tech on the way to that championship. And so Houston, man, it is that experience won out at the end of the day. And that was so much of the conversation last week. But Tyrese Proctor kind of reverted to who he had been at a lot of the unpredictable times. What a great tournament he had up until Saturday. And if you're Cooper Flagg, I know it's going to be a lot of the conversation is going to be that last missed shot, but you can live with that if you're him. Like, if you give me a 10-footer to win, to go to the national championship game, you got to live with that. Outside of that one moment, he had a phenomenal basketball game. And it's just, that's how the chips fall sometimes. And unfortunately for Duke, they did on Saturday night.
Crazy. You know who else had a phenomenal game and has had a phenomenal tournament is Walter Clayton Jr. I truly can't remember an individual run from a guy who's been so clutch since maybe like Kemba Walker, Isaac. Maybe you have to go back that far. I mean, every single night, the dude's just showing up. He's hit big shots against UConn, against Texas Tech. We saw it again against Auburn. What have you made of Clayton's tournament so far?
I have made that exact comparison. I've called him a Kemba candidate all tournament long. PJ, the thing with Walter Clayton, and we'll come back to what he's doing, but if he wants to finish it off and actually be Kemba 2.0, it's got to happen tonight. That's the thing. If it doesn't culminate in a national championship, he ain't Kemba. And that's just the fact that, like, that's it. Like, that's this Duke team, for example. They will be remembered as one of the best teams to never win it, but we will more so remember either Houston or Florida because Duke didn't win the national championship. And that's the thing for Walter Clayton. It has been an absurd, a torrid, a whatever crazy adjective you want to put on it run for Walter Clayton. And some of the threes he hits have just, that one in the corner on Saturday night being like, it's incredible. And I love it. And I want to see more of it tonight. I hope he delivers another all-time performance so he can go down in the Kemba Walker lore.
Oh man. He's been absolutely spectacular. And anybody who's watched this show, even going through like the SEC play, SEC tournament into the NCAA tournament, I've been talking about it, Isaac. Just bet his points prop. Bet the over every single game because they're setting it too low. What's funny, though, is tonight it's 19.5, Clayton's point prop. And I think any other team that he was playing, I would go over. Against Houston, though, they're so good defensively. And we talk about this all the time, right, in like all the sports, especially in basketball. Like, why not just get the ball out of that guy's hand, right? Double team him. Force other guys to beat you. I truly think Houston is going to do that tonight. So normally it's just an auto play for me. I actually stayed away from his points prop tonight. Would you do anything with 19.5 points over under, or would you just stay away?
No, I'm joining you in staying away. Here's the thing, PJ, because it's not just about how good Houston's defense is, it's how deliberate their pace is. They're 360th in the country in adjusted tempo, and that factors into this as well. Let me put it to you this way. If instead of point total, we were talking about percentage of Florida's point total, right? Like if it was Walter Clayton over under 20% of Florida's points, I would go over on it. But because it's 19.5 total points, it's too rich for me as well. And so I think the wise money is to stay under on it. But I understand if people are like, dude, I don't even care. Send it in. Let's make it happen, right? But I'm with you. I cannot take it because of all the factors and with what you like, what Houston does defensively also is that they blitz like,
yes.
Ball screen action. They're going to double that, force it out of his hands and into some bigs or something. And so it's just the way that all of that adds up to me makes this a stay away.
We're talking with Isaac Shade here on Send It In, host of Locked On College Basketball and the Locked On Heels podcast as well. All right, Isaac, so we're staying away from the Walter Clayton points prop. Any props that you do like tonight in the championship game?
I think if we're talking points, I like Emmanuel Sharpe at just 13.5. He's been so clutch and so good for Houston lately. And that's the thing is that this is such a contrasting styles game where what allowed Florida to overcome that 8-point deficit they had to Auburn is they just started running, man. They were like, Auburn don't want to run. We're going to run. I heard Juwan Roberts talk about this in his press availability on Sunday is like, somebody asked him, what have you learned about Florida in the last day since you've got to get ready for this game? He's like, I don't think I realized how quick, how fast, how much they want to run. And Emmanuel Sharpe has been a critical part of that. I know it's LJ Cryer that, like, if Houston wins, LJ Cryer is probably your MOP. But I think Emmanuel Sharpe at 13.5 is a number I can get behind and really like there. So I'm looking at that. Alex Condon is a little tempting at 8.5. But he's been a complete no-show in this thing, Peach. I don't get it. And there's nothing that tells me he's going to, like, because the reason I bring that up is because some people have said to me, I think this is a rebound game for Alex Conn. I just don't see it, man.
Give us your keys to the game real quick for both of these teams. Houston wins if they do what? Florida wins if they do what, in your eyes?
Florida wins if one of the things that Duke did so well is that they matched the intensity and physicality necessary to play with Houston. But even then, it waned as the game went on, and ultimately, Houston just won out because they stuck to what they do. If Florida's going to be able to do that, they've got to lock in not just for 40 minutes, but imagine, like, I got to do this for 45 minutes of game action, and then maybe it'll last for 40. So for Florida, they've got to be able to do that, and then other non-Walter Clayton guys have to be ready to put in a performance. How often do we see secondary or tertiary or even further off the radar guys deliver in national championship games? I'll give you an example. In Duke's 2015 championship, Grayson Allen was a non-factor really for Duke that season. It was their second leading scorer in that game. Like, Florida needs a performance from, like, right. Tommy Houck has to keep it going. On the Houston side of it, it's got to be all these guards doing what they do, right? They all bomb away from three, not at a high volume, but at a very efficient level. And then the front court, the Juwan Roberts, the JoJo Tugler, man, they just got to continue to do what they're doing. I think Houston is strong enough to win this thing.
Before we get your pick of who you think is going to win tonight, Isaac, the way that I love betting, especially in these games, you talked about what a contrast it is. Houston obviously plays slow, great defense. Florida, they don't mind picking up the pace, great offense. If you like Houston, you think it correlates to the under, Florida, and the over, or not necessarily? You think Houston could win a higher scoring game?
No, I think Houston can. I don't think that's what's going to happen, though. It's wildly easier to slow a team down than speed them up. So if I'm going Florida, I still think I might take the under on this one, just because okay. I think it's got to, like, Houston's going to be able to dictate this thing tempo-wise, and I think that Florida's going to have to show that they can do it at that pace. So I'm going the under regardless of which team I'm choosing. But I love that question, man. That's a great question to ask.
Florida, 1.5-point favorite tonight, Isaac, against Houston. If you like them on the money line, they're -115. The shady pick of the day to cut down the nets tonight in San Antonio, Florida or Houston. Who you got?
Baby, I love the historicity of this thing. Houston finally overcomes all those injuries they've been dealing with the last couple years. Kelvin Sampson gets his first national championship. Houston gets their first national championship. I think a lot of people might not remember that. Phi Slamma Jamma never won. They were runner-ups in 83 and 84. Houston doing it. And let me give you one other shady prop bet pick. I like Elijah Martin three-pointers set at 1.5. He's made two or more in 25 of their 37 games. I like that. Did I say Elijah Martin? I actually, yes, I like that a lot. I think he can pull that off. Give me that as well for this thing for the Gators.
Absolutely love it. Isaac Shade, give him a follow on X at Isaac Shade, host of Locked On College Basketball and Locked On Heels podcast. Isaac, appreciate the time all season, my friend. Enjoy the game tonight.
It's been an absolute joy, PJ. Thanks for having me. And I got to give a shout to your guy, Sean, behind the scenes. He's the man.
Yes, what would we do without Shawnee Sharp? He's our guy.
We would suck. It'd be terrible.
We would suck. We sure would. Isaac Shade joining us on Sending It. Appreciate it, Isaac. All right, question from our guy, Reed Phillips. Any suggestions on hedging opportunity for tonight's championship? I have a 10-1 ticket on Florida. Reed, if you got a 10-1 ticket, man, I would honestly just think about taking some Houston money line. You're in a great spot, especially if you got a 10-1 ticket. You always could run the, you know, risk of waiting live in-game. Since you have a Florida future, you hope that maybe they get off to a nice start. You can get Houston +5.5, +6.5, somewhere like that. If I was in your spot, though, and I had a Florida 10-1 future, especially because we're about to talk about the game, but if you do like Houston tonight, I would think about hedging with Houston against Florida. Great, great buy, though, on Florida at 10-1. But I would hedge if you want to risk it. You could certainly wait, see if Florida gets the lead, and then you can hedge with some Houston +4.5, +5.5, whatever it may be, live in-game. All right, let's break down the Natty tonight in San Antonio. So Florida's a 1.5-point favorite over Houston. The Gators, -115 on the money line. Houston, -105. The total is 140.5. Going to be honest with you guys, I think the wrong team's favored in the game, and I'm kind of surprised that Houston is an underdog, especially after beating Duke, and the fact that they're going to have more of a home court advantage tonight with the game being in their home state in San Antonio. Probably going to be like a 70-30 type crowd tonight with Houston fans. Here's the key to the game, though, for me. I think Auburn ran out of gas in the second half, right? Juni Broom was cooking in the first half. Auburn put up over 40 points. Their offense was looking really good. But Florida has so much depth. They have like 10 starters on their team. And obviously with the injuries that Broom suffered in the Michigan State Elite Eight game, he just ran out of gas in the second half, and they didn't have enough. Houston is probably the most well-conditioned team in all of college basketball. So Florida is not going to be able to wear them down. They're not going to be able to use their depth like they have to just about every other team to help them win games down the stretch. And obviously they have the best closer in the country in Walter Clayton Jr. bringing them to the finish line. So I think that's a real advantage for Houston tonight. That to me was the biggest eye-opener in that second half. Auburn just ran out of gas, especially Broome. Not going to happen with Houston. So well conditioned. That team obviously is battle tested. And look, because they play at one of the slowest paces in the country, they're no stranger to close games and finding ways to pull out games in the last minute or so. I like Houston in the game tonight. I understand if you're scared to bet against Florida because of Walter Clayton, and he's just that good. And like I said, I think he's the most clutch college player we've seen, certainly putting together an epic run since maybe Kemba Walker. My handicap in the Florida-Auburn game was I liked Florida because I thought it would be a close game, and I just thought Walter Clayton would bring them to the finish line. So if you want to use that same strategy tonight, expecting it to be a close game, and Clayton to just bring it home for the Gators, I see that logic too. Another great game to bet live. We talked about that with Florida-Auburn, right? Florida was +5.5 at halftime. They come back, win the game outright. We talked about how there would be a big second-half run in that game. You obviously saw the second-half run that Houston made against Duke. So there will be some runs in the second half of this game. I think live betting is another great way to go about the national championship game tonight as well. So I do like that. Some player props that I like in tonight's game. Walter Clayton over 3.5 assists against Houston. Isaac talked about it. Houston loves to blitz on defense. So what that means is that when Florida sets a screen on offense, especially when Walter Clayton is trying to come off the screen, Houston's going to double team him. They're going to force him to get the ball out of his hands. And Houston likes doubling in the post as well, as we know. So there's going to be a lot of chaos going on when Florida has the ball. And I really think Kelvin Sampson is going to make it a point tonight to let anybody else but Clayton beat them offensively. So I think he's going to have to be more of a facilitator tonight. He might try and force his shot a little bit because Houston's defense is so good, and he's not going to get probably as many clean looks as he does in just about every other game. So over 3.5 assists, I like that for Walter Clayton. I also like Thomas Hawk for Florida. Over 1.5 three-pointers, two or more three-pointers at +240. If you watch the Auburn game, especially in that second half when Clayton was starting to cook, Auburn was blitzing him on defense. There was ball screens, and they were forcing Clayton to get the ball out of his hands. When he would do that, Thomas Hawk was at the top of the key for wide-open three-pointers. He's attempted 4 three-pointers in each of his last 3 games. He's hit 4 against Texas Tech. So if he hits that first one, then he's probably going to continue to shoot. I like the value at +240. And again, I think he's going to get good looks because Houston is going to force the ball out of Clayton's hand, and Hawks should have some good looks at 3. And then some Houston props that I like in this game. LJ Cryer, over 17.5 points. He played the entire game against Duke, all 40 minutes. I expect him to play all 40 minutes tonight. He's going to average about somewhere between 15 to 17 shot attempts, so the volume is going to be there. And Cryer is their guy. If Houston's going to win tonight, I don't think they can win if he has a bad game. So I'll take Cryer over points. And probably my favorite prop is going to be Juwan Roberts over 11.5 points tonight for Houston. Think about the bigs that Florida have played against, and think about the games they have had. Derek Queen had 27 against Florida. Darion Williams for Texas Tech had 23. Juni Broome was cooking in the first half for Auburn before he ran out of gas in the second half. Florida does not double in the post. They believe, instead of doubling and giving up three-pointers, to just let their bigs play one-on-one defense and give up the two-pointers. Because Houston plays at a slow pace, because they like executing in the half court, they're going to dump the ball down to Roberts and let him try and go one-on-one. I like over 11.5 points tonight for Juwan Roberts. That's my favorite prop in the title game. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Get ready for tip-off with March matchups, odds boost token. Use your token to score a bigger payout if your March matchup bet wins. Brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. All right, let's talk a little golf. It is Masters Week here, and we're going to talk about it plenty on Send It In. We got 2 guests coming up tomorrow to talk Masters, so looking forward to that. You guys know on this show, I always love looking for trends, right? And I always like looking for things that have been predictive for year after year after year. And I've seen this, that seven of the last seven Masters champions have all accumulated the following, right? You have to be a top 30 official world golf ranking, so a top 30 player in the world. You have to finish in the top 15 in one or both of the last two majors. So going back to the U.S. Open and the Open Championship last year, you got to be in the top 15. Had to have a previous top five major finish at some point. You have to have a top five finish on tour this season. You have to have a previous top 25 finish at the Masters. You have to rank top 25 in strokes gained tee to green, and you have to rank top 50 in both strokes gained approach and strokes gained approach tee to green. So makes a lot of sense, right? You're looking for a top player in the world. You're looking for a golfer that's played well in recent majors. You're looking for a golfer that is in good form currently. You're looking for a golfer that has good course history at Augusta. And then you're looking for a golfer that has a great overall game, but especially a good ball striker. You're not going to win at the Masters if you're not striking the ball off the tee, and especially with your irons, because you have to be so precise here. If you miss on the wrong spots of the green, or even if you miss in the wrong spots in the fairway, you're going to be struggling to make par. So those are the trends that have predicted the last seven winners at Augusta. You got to follow all of those things. There are only five golfers that fit all of those categories: Rory, Colin Morikawa, Hideki Matsuyama, Shane Lowry, and Russell Henley. Those are the five golfers that fit all of those trends that we just went over. We talked about Rory last week. Obviously, this is the last major that he needs to complete the Grand Slam. He hasn't been able to get it done at Augusta, and I just cannot bet him at plus 650. If he gets off to a little bit of a slow start in the first round, we get like a 11-1, a 12-1 on Rory. I think that's a different conversation. It's all mental with him, though, at Augusta. The physical, we all know Rory is plenty capable, and his game is more than good enough to get the job done at the Masters, but it's all mental with him. So I just need a better price. I can't bet him at plus 650, but if he drops to like 10-1, 11-1, something like that, then I don't mind getting involved with Rory. Colin Morikawa is going to be on my card this week. He's at 14-1 on BetMGM. Morikawa has played the Masters better and better each and every time that he has gotten here. He's getting close to winning. He's a two-time major champion, so you know that he can handle that pressure, and he's off to a great start so far this season. He's in very good form. So Morikawa, I certainly think, could be a player that makes it 8-for-8 here in all the trends that we were discussing. Hideki Matsuyama, past champion here at the Masters, elite player. He has missed his last two cuts, though. After getting off to a great start this season, very steady, he was pretty much in the top 30 in every event, has not played well, missed the cut at the Players' Championship, and missed the cut this past week at the Valero Open in San Antonio. So Hideki, of these five guys, probably the one I'm staying away from, I would say. And then the last two I really like, Shane Lowry and Russell Henley. Lowry, I've been talking about, he's going to be on my card 35-1 to win this week. Shane's in great form. He's won a major before, the Open Championship. He's playing better and better each time he goes to Augusta. And so much of the Masters for a lot of these guys is experience. And I think Shane has finally learned how to play this golf course. One of the best iron players in the world, and he's sneaky long off the tee here. Doesn't hurt at all when you are long off the tee at the Masters. So I like Shane Lowry. And Russell Henley, another guy that I really like. Think he's a great top 20 play this week. Russ is just steady Eddie, and especially if the scoring is difficult this week at the Masters, Henley is a guy that you want. He's one of the best at bogey avoidance. He's great at just making par on difficult holes. He knows the area well. He went to the University of Georgia. He had a top four finish here a couple years ago. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational about a month ago. Russell Henley, I think, makes a lot of sense as well. So he's another guy that I am looking at also. So you guys got a bunch of questions here in the chat. Reed Phillips, Peej, so any thoughts on Jose Maria Olazabal to make the cut at the Masters 2024? He finished tied 45, made the cut in a couple of tournaments he's played in. Would not take him, Reed. Always Bernhard Langer is a good look. Angel Cabrera is back this year. I think he could be a decent look as well. Probably wouldn't go with Olazabal, but Langer and Cabrera, couple guys that I would look at. Jose plus 340 to make the cut. Probably going to stay away from that. And then first-time caller 708, anything on the over-under in college basketball? Nothing for me on the total tonight. Like Houston to win the game, staying away from the total. That number is about right at 140.5. All right, let's talk some baseball real quick before we get to our guy, Jake Kassan. decent card today. Not a ton of plays that I really love. We'll go through some of the plays that I have on my card today. Tigers and Yankees. I'm going with the Yankees. Rodon on the mound today in Detroit. They could not get the sweep in Pittsburgh yesterday. I do think the Yankees bounce back today with Rodon on the bump. I'll take the Yankees at minus 155. Dodgers and Nationals today in D.C. Mackenzie Gore on the mound for the Nats going up against Dustin May. I like the Dodgers on the run line, -1.5. Coming off of a really big series against Philly, they dropped 2-3. I think they come back against the Nats, who look pretty good against Arizona this weekend. But I like the Dodgers, -1.5. Blue Jays and Red Sox, give me all the Vladdy props that you can find today. Home run, +475. Over total bases at +150 as well. Vladdy just got $500 million. I think he's going to have a big day today at the plate against the Red Sox. Give me Kansas City on the money line today at home against the Minnesota Twins at -120. I think that's too short of a price. Rangers and Cubs today, the total is 6 out in Wrigley, so that obviously tells you that the wind is very much blowing in. Two good pitchers on the mound with Justin Steele and Nathan Eovaldi, but anytime you get a low total like this, I'm always going to bet the under, so I like under 6 in Cubs and Rangers. Orioles and D-backs today out in Arizona. Zach Eflin against Zach Gallen. I like the O's on the first 5 money line. Right-handed pitcher going for the Diamondbacks, which means that the Orioles are going to have their A lineup out there with all their lefties, Jackson Holliday, Cedric Mullins, Ryan O'Hearn, all those guys. So I like the O's to get off to a hot start today. Eflin's been their best pitcher for pretty much the last 2 months of last season, and now so far the first couple weeks of this season, so I'll take the O's first 5 money line. Give me the Astros on the money line today at +140. I know they've stunk to start the season. They're in Seattle today going up against Logan Gilbert, one of the best pitchers in the American League. If you're giving me +140 with Houston, though, against Seattle, I'm going to take that. Give me the Astros. I like the Giants today on the money line. It's Logan Webb day, and he's at home in San Francisco. I'll take the Giants. Then give me the over in Padres and Athletics today out in Sacramento. We saw the Cubs play out there, and it was just runs galore. I think with the Padres offense staying out west, going up to Sacramento, I think that's a good over game. So I like over 8.5 in A's and Padres. All right, let's check in now with our guy, Jake Kassan, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch right here on the BetMGM Network after us in about 4.5 minutes, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern time. Jake, always great to see you. I hope you're having a great day. Probably not as great as Vladdy, though, who just got himself $500 million. When you woke up this morning, saw the notification, were you surprised that Vladdy decided to stay in Toronto? I know it's $500 million, but were you still surprised he stayed a Blue Jay?
I was surprised, PJ, because we've been hearing this back and forth for the last, month and a half, 2 months longer, that they were so far apart on a deal, and Vladdy's out here saying, oh, all the reports that they're saying that we're close on a deal or that they offered this and that is all fake, and it's all hearsay, and they haven't offered me nearly enough. And then all of a sudden, bam, like the drop of a hat, it happens. So, yeah, I was a little surprised, but good for him. Get that bag, and I don't think you're going to be the only one, PJ, betting all those Vladdy overs today.
I mean, I'm looking forward very much to betting all those. Jake, I always love when we get like a total of 6 at Wrigley. Just tells you that the wind is blowing in heavily out there today in Chicago. Two good pitchers on the mound with Eovaldi and Justin Steele. Would you dare take the over 6 today at Wrigley between those two teams?
PJ, as somebody who famously lives in Chicago, I would tell you right now, no, I wouldn't. It's windy. It's snowing right now. Any Eovaldi has really good history against this Cubs lineup. I will say, I do think this is a wrong team favored situation. I can't believe we're getting the Rangers at plus money. Hint, hint, wink, wink for Bet Slips and Bat Flips in a couple minutes.
Absolutely love that. So I think I know what game you'll be talking about coming up, Jake. What else are you going to be discussing on the show?
Yeah, I mean, a full slate. We got a lot of really good pitchers going today and a major weekend, PJ, in college baseball where there was a big shakeup in the top 25. And I still think that there's a team near the top of the board that is mispriced. So we'll go through that today because there's a lot of fallout from the weekend in college baseball.
Ooh, love that. All right, Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern time in about 2.5 minutes with our guy Jake Kassan. Make sure you stick around and stay tuned for that. Jake, looking forward to it, pal. Have a great show.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. We talked about him. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to be our pick today in going streaking. How can it not be? The guy finally has all those contract negotiations off of his mind. He can play stress-free now. He's got his money. He's going up against the Red Sox today at home. Give me Vladdy to get a base hit again. Look at his home run prop, plus 475, over 1.5 total bases at plus 150 as well. My prop lock, I really like Juwan Roberts, over 11.5 points today for the Houston Cougars. Again, you think about Florida's defense going up against some of the big men that they have faced recently. Derek Queen of Maryland scored 27. Darion Williams of Texas Tech scored 23. And Jahni Broome, before he ran out of gas in the second half, was eating them alive in the first half. So give me Juwan Roberts. He's going to get a bunch of one-on-one opportunities down low in the post. I like Roberts over 11.5 points tonight for Houston against Florida. Dog of the day is going to be the Houston Astros, plus 140 against the Mariners. I know the Astros aren't playing all that great. They're going up to Seattle. They're facing one of the best pitchers in the American League in one of the best pitcher's parks in all of baseball. But I like the Astros at plus 140. I think they play well today. They get to Gilbert a little bit, so give me the Stros. And then sticking with Houston, I think the Houston Cougars cut the nets tonight in San Antonio. Should be a great game. But the key was that Auburn ran out of gas in that second half. I don't think that's going to happen to Houston. So give me the Cougs to win the national title, minus 105. Make sure you guys stick around. Bet slips and bat flips coming up. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow as we deep dive into the Masters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.